is Hamas and Hezbollah proxies of Iran?
So one of the issues that is often raised in the Western media and in mainstream media around the world is that they use these charged terminologies, terminologies that have an ideological, political, cultural baggage attached to them. And they use these in the context of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic resistance. One of these words is the word proxy, right? So the idea of a proxy is that you have a militant force that you are funding, that you control completely. It is basically in your total control, and they are subservient to you. They work as your servants in order to forward your agenda, in order to forward your politics. And if you look at this idea, it is inherently an imperialist idea. It is inherently an imperialist concept. So now, the question that rises from this media coverage is that they keep on bombarding us with this idea that Hezbollah, Hamas, Ansarullah, Hashd al-Shaabi, all of these organizations around the world, they are proxies of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And as the famous Farsi proverb goes, Kafir Hamiro Askishe Khud Mi Pindarat. The infidel, the disbeliever, thinks that everyone else is a disbeliever as well. So they are basically projecting their own morality, their own psychology upon the Islamic Republic. It is the United States and the Zionist around the world, the Zionist powers around the world, and imperialist powers throughout history who have had this habit of having proxies. And they still do. Many of the Arab regimes are proxies of the United States. Many of the regimes in what is called the Third World, the underdeveloped world, are proxies of one or the other of the Western powers. And you can see what their behavior is. The defining characteristic of a proxy is that it is kept dependent. It is not allowed to become independent. It is not allowed to stand on its own feet, not only in terms of technical support, but also in terms of their intellect. They are not allowed to think for themselves. For every tiny decision that they make, they have to go back to the American embassy, for example. And the best example of this was the Shah of Iran. The Shah of Iran before the revolution, this great Shah who boasted of having this imperial rule of 2,000 years, according to himself, the way he projected himself in the media. The situation of the Shah was that he was totally in control of the British and the United States and their ambassadors in this country. No piece of technology was ever transferred to Iran in that era. Iranian technicians weren't allowed to even be in the same hangar, in the same room, when British and American technicians would overhaul or fix the equipment, the military equipment provided by the United States and other powers of the world to the Shah. This was the kind of situation that they had. And as our teachers tell us, and it is recorded in history as well, that this simple thing, a tissue paper or napkin, Iran could not even manufacture this at that time. Look at the difference that the Islamic Revolution has made. But that is how a proxy works. A proxy is kept weak, it is kept dependent because it is basically a steed that the imperialists want to ride on. It is a mule, it is a donkey that they want to ride on, right? As opposed to this concept, within Islam, and if I quote the Quran before we go any forward, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 75, the verse starts off like this. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَزْعَفِينَ. So if you stop right here, the interesting thing about this verse is that it begins like this. God says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what's wrong with you? There is this surprise in his tone. What's wrong with you? Why don't you fight in the path of Allah and the path of the mustazafin? See how Allah keeps his own path parallel to the path of the mustazafin to show the importance of defending the downtrodden, the disenfranchised of the world? The logic of the Islamic Revolution is not that it wants agents and fifth columns all over the world. The logic of the Islamic Revolution is cultural export of the values of the Islamic Revolution, which are independence, which are resistance, which are honor, self-respect, and all of that, or the entire package, is contained within true Muhammadan Islam. Please recite a salawat. So when you look at what happened after the Tufan al-Aqsa, the Al-Aqsa storm, when the leader spoke about the storm, he said, Imam Khamenei, he said that this decision was taken by the local resistance itself, by Hamas, by Al-Qassam, by the leaders of the local resistance. But we, and I'm quoting the leader, we support this decision completely. Some of our brothers around the world, sincere brothers, they misinterpreted what the leader was saying. And they said that, oh, maybe Hamas made a mistake, but we're going to stand behind them. No, brothers and sisters, that's not what the leader was trying to say. The leader was trying to define one of the key characteristics of how Islamic resistance works, how Quranic resistance works. The center, the pole of the Islamic resistance, which exists within the Islamic Republic, provides unconditional support for all resistance groups fighting the Zionists around the world. And it provides them not only with the independence to think for themselves, to decide for themselves, but with technical support, but with support which is of a holistic kind that allows them, intelligent support as well, which allows them to make the decisions that they need to make without continuously referring back to Iran. And that is the kind of independence that this Islamic model of resistance aims to create within nations. It aims to create nations that can stand on their own two feet, which have the confidence to be able to decide for themselves who have the ideological and technological support and understanding of what to do, which is correct according to the ideology of Islam. So, in conclusion, Hamas and Hezbollah are not proxies. Proxies is a dirty word, which is basically a byproduct of imperialist thoughts. And it is not something that applies to the Islamic paradigm of resistance.